It's been almost 70 years since the atomic age was unleashed. The United States bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki, which led to the end of World War II. While the memories of the devastation still linger, the events also opened up an international race for nuclear superiority. Eight countries today consider themselves nuclear weapons states. A ninth, Israel, neither confirms nor denies it possesses the bomb. The most recent entry is North Korea. It conducted its third nuclear underground test on February 12th. Seismologists around the world had their monitors almost literally light up when the latest North Korean nuclear test took place. Wonyoung Kim and Paul Richards have monitored all three.
The first one was like magnitude 4.3, the second one was 4.7, and this is 5.1. So when it becomes greater than 5, then it's a quite good chance that a lot of seismographic stations throughout the world will be able to record it.
North Korea is the only country to test nuclear weapons in the 21st century. These scenes show North Korean engineers working in a nuclear lab. According to seismologists, the latest test is still smaller than the weapons dropped on Japan in 1945. A Chinese monitoring station, approximately 350 kilometers north of the test site, was the first to record the explosion. In seconds, its reverberations reached seismologists worldwide. At this unassuming campus in Palisades, New York, Richards and Kim analyzed the data.
The seismogram is a recording of how the ground moves at different times. The preliminary waves, or the primary waves, the first arriving waves, are very strong and impulsive. There are very weak waves in this part of the seismogram. You hardly see them at all here.
Because we know exactly where they have carried out nuclear tests, and the signals are very simple, just boom, compared with earthquakes cracking long fault.
The seismologists point out that nuclear devices are usually tested in shallow caves, approximately 1,500 meters deep. Earthquakes come many kilometers below the Earth's surface. The difference is easy to detect. In North Korea, according to Kim, they use the same area, but not the same site for their tests.
In this case, what we knew is that they had drilled two tunnels, and one called east and the other one west. And we believe that this one was from the west side.
While the North Koreans celebrate their feat, Kim and Richards say that this latest test, even though small when compared to most American nuclear weapons, is very serious, and that the device can do incredible damage if used as a weapon. Bernard Chessman reporting from Palisades, New York.